Afternoon, Cranbrook Street will be closed again this afternoon from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue for the School Streets program. Expect delays along Bath Road between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue as crews continue installing pedestrian signals. More delays are likely on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where Utilities Kingston has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and posted speed limits. Construction continues at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, with work expected through April and May. That's John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and Barry at Queen for ongoing construction. As for your weather for the rest of the day, cloudy conditions continue this afternoon with ongoing showers and a risk of thunderstorms. The high today is 14 degrees. Later on tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers early this evening, then steadier showers developing overnight, along with continued risk of thunderstorms. The overnight low drops to 8. This has been your quick 1 p.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and be sure to stay tuned for more programming coming up next.
Hi, this is Allison Crow, and you are listening to CFRC Kingston 101.9.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
And I'm stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Stoke. I'm your host, Jane. If you never joined us before, this is just a sneaky little radio show that I put on. You know, we listen to some indie music, mostly just kind of the archives that I have. I come up with a theme and slap it onto my like favorite songs that I've had for a while. But yeah, this week, not too much of a surprise, but we are headed easily into spring now, which is really nice. It's really warm out there right now. However, it is pretty rainy and has been raining on and off and is supposed to rain on and off all week. So I thought, what's better than to kind of wrap up, because I won't be here for the next 2 weeks. I am getting my wisdom teeth out. Yay. Do you hear the excitement in my voice? That's how excited I feel about it. So have to go do that, go home, relax, have my birthday, chill out. I will be back in Kingston in the summer. So excited for that. Part two of the Kingston summer. But this will probably be it for a little bit until I get my feet back under me in the Kingston soil. So enjoy this little episode, which is kind of this is a play on words for the Lizzie McAlpine song. It's like spring into summer, but I am calling this April Showers Bring May Flowers. Surprise, surprise. And it's just kind of a mix of songs that I have wanted to listen to when I'm like walking to campus or studying recently, when it's been raining, or you know, the weather's just kind of a bit dreary. But then near the end there'll be a mix of some songs that are a bit higher paced, or just songs that I've been listening to recently. It's kind of just what Jane's been listening to a lot, so there's a huge mix of a bunch of different things, so bear with me here. But yeah, we've got a lot of songs in here. I think I've picked so many songs that have like one or two minutes, so like the playlist is 15 songs long, which we've never had before. So I'm gonna stop yapping, but this song I've been meaning to get on a playlist forever recently, but the past 3 weeks the themes were different and then I was off last week. So this one was listening to Hot Fuss on vinyl and I completely forgot about this song, which is a shame because it's fantastic. It's called On Top by The Killers on Hot Fuss. It is so, 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 so good. I played it. I am at the point where I've like overplayed it a little too much for myself, but 2 weeks ago I could have listened to the song on blast over and over and over again. So I'm gonna do the same to you guys. This is On Top by The Killers. And then the next two, this one I've played before, but this is what I've been listening to when it's raining out or I just need to start my morning. Like I woke up, made my bed, cleaned my room, and immediately once my alarm went off, I put on the song and it was great. It's called Warned You by Good Morning. Again, just a nice kind of rainy day song for me. And then this one is one that I found from studying. You know, you just click a song and then the radio keeps playing on Spotify. And this one's called Peppermint Halo by Chic Chameleon, C-H-I-C Chameleon. So, however, Chic, I don't know. My brain is rotted today because I've been studying and working and all the above. So apologies if I'm making no sense, but that's what you have. You've On Top, Warned You, and then Peppermint Halo, and then we'll keep going from there. But I'm excited for this one, guys.
We'll be right back.
If we're talking, you know, studying and all that, we're mid exam season. It's been tough out here. You know, I actually can't complain. I've only had one paper, but it was 10 pages, and I'm not usually a paper girl. And then I have an exam on Saturday, which is just going to be shockingly horrible, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, the pathophysiology gods shine their light on me and we'll go from there. But I bring this up because the songs that I've been listening to and kind of radios I've been listening to, pardon me, while I study, I obviously have talked about McGee here a lot, but a girl on my team, a past teammate, she sent me out of the blue the song How Many Miles by McGee. Obviously, I'd known it before and have talked about it, but kind of rediscovered it and have been enjoying listening to, you know, all of McGee's discography. He's a very easy gentleman to listen to while you're studying. If you're into kind of like that heavy guitar but ambient sound, like it's a mix of that flowy stuff I just played, but then it's a little more rock, which I appreciate. So the next two songs are going to be what she sent me, so How Many Miles by McGee, which I've been meaning to play and I'm excited to play. And then this one was off of the radio, like I'm saying radio, so this is like when you click on Spotify, it'll automatically play songs and call it the like radio from that. So I clicked How Many Miles and then this one came up. It's called Police Scanner by Channel Beads. And it's a bit of a weird song, but it kind of makes sense that it's similar to McGee. So I wanted to play them back to back so you guys can see. But I like it, and I think I'm going to listen to it a lot more after this episode. So those are the next two, and then we'll be all over the place after that.
Lady luck, we know madness, time to leave you crying. Arizona.
Well, again, I'm back. This is Stoke, and we are in our April Showers Bring May Flowers episode. And essentially, like I said, it's been a mix of what I've been listening to while studying, but also, you know, I'm in fourth year. I'm not personally graduating until the fall, but some of my roommates are leaving, and, you know, the majority of my year is graduating. So it's a bit of a time of pondering and just reflecting on the fun we've had and blah, blah, blah. It's sad and happy and bittersweet, but, you know, some when songs like this kind of come out of nowhere, it's a bit of a punch in the gut, but it's nice. It's like a good reflection song, kind of what I'm feeling recently. So the next three songs I'll play, just kind of more of a throwback, chiller vibe, a bit more acoustic. And yeah, I'm excited. So this one is Bless the Telephone by Labby Seifer. I could have just messed that up really bad. Not 100% sure how you say his name, but older song. If you've been on TikTok, you've definitely heard it. It's from the 1970s, 1971 to be exact, and I love it. This type of music, special place in my heart. And then the next one is Anyone Else But You, and it's by the Moldy Peaches, but this is off one of my favorite soundtracks of all time, which is Juno. And you know, they sing this right at the end. They actually, Elliot Page and Michael Cera actually sing this at the end, and there's a version that of them singing it, but I personally love the OG, like, real band singing it, but it's a lovely song, and it's just a cute little love song. And I don't know, it came on the other day and I was like, oh, this is good in the playlist. And then after that, I threw in a Beatles song. I don't know why. I just recently, I think it came up on a reel I was watching probably while I was procrastinating and was like, got to throw it on the epi. And this is Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles, but it's the rooftop performance. So it's the first run through of Don't Let Me Down. Something about this song I really, really love. I think just the rock and like guttural version of their voices in this one. I like it. I like it a lot. So we'll do those three, bit of a throwback, and then, yeah, we'll keep going.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel with just a word or two. I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day, take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name, not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. Pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
you. I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
Down.
the next little section we got going on here. This is the type of music that I personally listen to. This is what I was listening to when I was writing my essay. I don't know, when I'm studying, I don't know, when I'm writing out notes, I can listen to different music than when I'm writing. If that makes sense. If I'm like trying to create something, I need something very ambient, don't really know the lyrics to, just, you know, flow state, if that makes sense. Whereas if I'm, you know, if I'm double stimming or whatever, I can listen to a little bit more of something that I know and like and blah, blah, blah. But these two songs are songs that I've literally discovered this week. And I thought one of them was perfect because it was kind of like spring, like rainy, whatever, rainy day vibe. So the first one is called Place by Swiss Portrait. I have a lot of like songs by Swiss Portrait. They're a great band, very ambient, very chill vibes. You know, I'm always going to be a fan of that type of music. And then the next one is Perfect Storm by Spirit Blue. This is, again, I liked this song because I was listening to it and it was pretty rainy out. And I was like, oh my gosh, it has this, it talks about the rain. It's perfect. So I thought it was pretty fun and a good addition to this playlist because this playlist is literally called April Showers Bring May Flowers. So this kind of embodies spring for me, this little section here. So A quick little piece for me, and that's all. So we'll listen to Place and Perfect Storm.
We'll be right back. through the trees keeps him in. Rocks all around the beach through the storm. Don't sigh when we part, turn on. Stay where you are.
Everyone, we are getting into the end of this episode. This is good. You know, these next three songs are just, I don't know, I've been meaning to play them. They kind of all, they're from bands I've played before, but you know, I don't know, the lyrics have just been resonating recently, and it's fun. And you know, sometimes when you're studying a lot, you're in your mind palace, like I like to say, and you're just, you know, thinking things over, especially at the end of the year. You're just you're reflecting on your year here, or your semester. And I don't know, these songs have just been hitting differently for me recently. So excuse me. The first one is No Other Heart by Mac DeMarco. I was debating to play the demo version of this one. I'm gonna play this, the OG version, I think, just because it's a little more put together. The demo's good, but it can be a little shrill sometimes, but I do like it. I don't know. I think I'm gonna put the original version. And then after that, I've got Goodbye Baby by the Walters. Who sang I Love You So. So it's same kind of vibe. And then Take It or Leave It by Cage the Elephant, which I've kind of been rediscovering. And when I was listening to vinyl, you know, they've got some great songs. Melophobia, fantastic. Yeah. You know, I'm like listening, seeing all these Coachella things and all blah, blah, blah. Not a lot of bands there I would have liked, but this is just making me, it's like giving 2016 and some of these bands, you know, you see them perform, I'm like, oh my God, what I would give to see 2016 Cage the Elephant. Like, are you kidding me? That'd be awesome. Anyways, these three songs, take it to your heart. I don't know what I was trying to say. Just listen to the lyrics. You get what I mean. They're great. Love them all. And then we'll have one more song and that's it. So enjoy and I'll be back.
Just don't have a place. I tried to make the most of it, but something
well, well. We are on to the last song. And if we are talking end of year, what is the vibe right now? What I'm feeling? I hate to say it, but it's like, what the heck? Where has the past 4 years gone? Like, genuinely, how have I lived in Kingston for 4 years? How have I, you know, spent, what is that, 48 months here? Well, I guess not the summers, but like, you get what I mean. I've spent so much time here and it literally just feels like a blink of an eye. And, you know, I did an episode a couple weeks ago about my roommates and giving love to them. But last night we had a nice night where we just, you know, drank some wine and wrote some letters to each other and just reminisced. And I played the song and I was like, oh, my God, this could never be worse timing of the song. But it's great. Like, it's meant to be for times like this. And it is Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. And I've always liked this song. Obviously, like, 2020 was a big hit. But my friend showed me Dr. Dog a while ago. And I think I liked it before, you know, not to flex, but I liked it before it got popular. But, you know, this song just, it's probably the most gut-wrenching song if you're afraid of time moving fast. And, you know, when you're kind of graduating, I would say I'm graduating in a half or half graduating, where, like, you know, my friends are, but I'm only here for another semester. It's quite a feeling. So, you know, this is a bit of an ode to my time here and what the heck this school year's done. I know I need a little hopeful song after this, but I'm running out of time. But where'd all the time go? Honestly, I couldn't say better myself. Where did all the time go? And here we are 4 years later, survived this year. You know, I remember looking down, this is a horrible analogy, down the barrel of this semester and being terrified. And, you know, somehow we've made it out. So, you know, thank you guys for sticking around and listening to the show. Thanks for listening to me ramble, supporting me as always. You guys rock. You know, love Stoke. She'll be back. Not sure when. Haven't decided if we're hitting the summer episodes or not. But if not, I'll be back in the fall. And if not, then I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. But enjoy yourselves. Thanks again, as always. This is Stoke. I'm your host, Jane. And where'd all the time go?
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the lead single from Rust Pump's debut eponymous EP. The song Drool Again stands out as the lead track, blending classic rock influences with a modern edge, while the song's use of seventh chords creates a melancholic, dreamy atmosphere that mirrors its exploration of a couple seeking relief through substance use. Both intimate and dynamic, Drool Again has become a favorite of the band and a lasting highlight of their sound. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Drool Again by Rust Pump on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.